quarterback situation here. Pat Shermer said he sees nothing but how the quarterbacks pull for each other here. You have a team where you have potentially two starting quarterbacks. There could be tension, but that doesn't exist here.
We encourage one another. I think our battle over the summer really strengthened our bond. And even throughout that battle, we still help one another. I mean, it's instilled in me from all the things that I've learned to try to become a better player. When I see somebody making a mistake and not doing it right, even when we was in a competition, I would still try to help, you know, all the quarterbacks. And that's just how much I believe in myself. And, you know, I think it'll be direct carryover for them, you know, for the long haul of their careers.
Is 100% the turnaround offense? How far are you from getting
away? I'm just working every day. I can't say, you know, how far. You know, last week I said I was about 50%, maybe 60, 65. It was a bad pull, you know. So I'm just trying to work every day to get myself back in a position where, you know, I can come out here and run full speed down the field.
What were you able to do today?
I did the same thing I did last week. Today was our normal Tuesday, so I didn't want to rush. I didn't want to press it. Tomorrow I try to do a bit more.
Do you feel it getting better, though? I mean, do you sense that it's making progress?
Yeah, I feel it getting better. It's just when I try to burst, you know, it's still that knot that's there. But, you know, I think, you know, another week of rehab. Can put me in a position where I can start gaining some confidence in it and, doing things that I normally do.
Michael, there's an old debate about whether a quarterback should lose his job when he's injured. How do you feel about that debate? Where you come down?
I mean, we got to win the next football game. Who's ever out there, whatever we got to do, we got to win this next game against Dallas. It's a big one for us. It'll put us into a position where we can, kind of feel good about ourselves, but still understand that it's still a long road. We have three great quarterbacks, and we all believe in ourselves. We all believe that we can win, and who's ever out there is going to try to put this team in a position to win the football game.
Do you expect to play on Sunday then, from what it sounds like?
I can't answer that question right now. I mean, as far as I know right now, I just got to go take it one day at a time, day to day. And just continue to rehab. And when I say I'm ready, and I let Coach Kelly know I'm ready, then he can make a determination.
When you're healthy, part of this offense, how does your conditioning, how is it impacted not being able to do as much as you probably could
with? Well, I gotta stay in shape. You know, I gotta hit the treadmill. I'm gonna go in there and get on the elliptical machine and try to, you know, just keep my cardio up. It's very important to keep my legs in shape. It's a big part of what I do. It's just something I can't take for granted.
Mike, you haven't had many soft tissue injuries in your career despite how much you run. So how difficult has that been for you to sort of navigate through this rehab?
You know, that's why it's been so tough. You know, I think I only had two hamstring injuries. Hamstrings are prevalent for fast guys. And I never really had them. I think I do a good job of stretching. It's just that, that game against New York, I came with a different regimen, and it backfired on me. I understood what I did wrong, and then hopefully it won't happen again.
It can be re-aggravated very easily, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it can be re-aggravated quickly. I think because mine is up so high and the way I run, I got to take precaution. I can't, overdo it. And if I do, then it'll be another 2 to 3 weeks. So I just got to, like I say, be real meticulous about what I'm doing.
Mike, you won the starting job in camp. And do you expect when you're healthy again that you'll get the starting job back?
I mean, I'll let Coach Kelly make that determination. I'm not going to focus on what could be or what should be. Right now, I got to rehab, and I got to get myself back to 100% to where I can go out there and help this team if I'm out there on the field. So, I'm not going to try to make that determination right now. I can't even think that far. Only thing I can do is help us win this game.
What was different about your regimen?
I just came with a different stretch. I just stretched differently. And then I tried to overstride when I was running. I tried to extend too much when I normally lean when I run. And just trying to do too much, just that's how much I wanted to win the game.
If you weren't the kind of player you are, a runner, a guy that runs fast, would this hamstring injury be as serious? I mean, if you were just a drop-back quarterback, could you play sooner?
Yeah, I mean, if I was just a drop-back quarterback, I mean, yeah, I could play, but still, I mean, it's times in the game where, you know, I'm different. You know, I mean, I see things differently. I feel things differently. You know, any movement, you know, I hitch up. I may slide. So, you know, that's just part of my game. That's why I think I've had, you know, the success I've had. So, you know, I won't try to change, you know, and I think, you know, just having a hamstring injury, you know, it's going to be things that's going to happen throughout the course of the game, and you're going to have to open up.
Along those lines, Michael, you're healthy enough to address this on the emergency guy. So what are you able to do? What are you not able to do?
I mean, if I had to go in the game, I could just sit in the pocket and throw the football. I mean, that's like playing 7-on-7, but, you know, 7-on-7 is kind of, unrealistic, you know, to say it on Sundays because, you know, you got people coming at you, you know. So being an emergency guy, that's just what I'm going to be, the emergency guy, if that's the case.
Just like mobility has kind of become a trend with you. At some point.
So it's not become a trend.
It has become a trend. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that I think the idea of having two guys who can start, two guys, I mean, in other words, the old drop-off between the starter and the backup, you know, is could that be something in the future?
Playing two quarterbacks?
I mean, playing two quarterbacks, don't want just having one just in case, you know, just like...
Yeah, in this system, I think Coach Kelly would always want a guy who keep the move, but, I mean... Nick can move pretty good himself when he wants to, you know. So, so we got three guys. You know, Mac can move. And the more we're around each other, the more we kind of, you know, feed off one another. We learn from one another, you know. So they kind of get it instilled in their minds that they can be mobile too. And once they do that, you know, it changes the dynamic of their game when need be, you know, so they don't have to force it. So as far as two quarterbacks, you know, three quarterback system, you know, I think just the fact that we all can play the same type of game can help the team win football games.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mark.